You're listening to the Eckerd College Newsroom Podcast. Join us for a quick dive into the latest buzz and stories from Eckerd College, a private liberal arts college in Florida. The stories you're about to hear today are read and written by students and staff. Eckerd College sophomore earns coveted undergraduate research grant to help rescue coral reefs. Written by Tom Zucco, read by Nicole Vogler. Eckerd College sophomore Jillian Smith is returning to the Florida Keys this summer to perform research that could help save coral reefs, preserve the marine environment, and safeguard the multi-billion dollar fishing and tourist industries. This time, however, she'll bring along significant tools to the Moat Marine Laboratory's Elizabeth Moore International Center for Coral Reef Research and Restoration. A marine science student from Indianola, Iowa, Jillian recently received a prestigious Sigma Xi grant in aid of research to study how Caribbean king crabs react to warming oceans. Jillian's grant, which is in the climate science category, is for $1,000 and will be used to buy supplies such as lactate meters, protein refractometers, and syringes. Jillian is one of two undergraduate students in Florida to receive an award this funding cycle, explains Philip Gravenese, PhD, the assistant professor of marine science, who will again travel with Jillian and other Eckerd students to the Moat Marine facility this summer. A total of 54 projects were funded this cycle. 14 were undergraduate, and the rest were master's or PhD students. Founded in 1886, Sigma Xi is the International Honor Society of Science and Engineering. It is one of the oldest and largest scientific organizations in the world. More than 200 Nobel Prize winners have been Sigma Xi members. Jillian's grant project title is, Do Caribbean King Crabs Have the Ability to Physiologically Tolerate Thermal Stress? With ocean temperatures regularly reaching record highs and macroalgae growth choking coral reefs, scientists at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration plan to introduce at least a million algae-eating Caribbean king crabs to the reefs. But before that happens, researchers need to know how well the crabs can tolerate the rising temperatures. What's important about this species, as opposed to the Florida stone crab, is that the dentition on the tips of the Caribbean king crab claw have evolved to be highly effective at harvesting macroalgae. The crabs basically act as lawnmowers on the reef, and their grazing activity can open up space for corals to settle. One of the consequences of warming seas is rampant algae growth, which can wipe out coral reefs. NOAA wants to put a million king crabs in the reefs to promote restoration, Gravenese adds. One might assume the crabs would be able to tolerate stressful conditions, but we don't know that. That's why Jillian is testing different thermal stressors on the crab's physiology. Jillian's road to the Sigma Xi grant began in 2021 on U.S. Highway 65 in central Iowa. A high school junior at the time, she wanted to attend a marine biology class at Central Campus, a regional academy in Des Moines that offers community college courses to high school students. The academy was a 30-minute drive from her house in Indianola. Sometimes the roads were icy or snowbound, and the car she was driving was her grandmother's 2006 Ford Freestyle. There were times, Jillian admits, I wasn't able to get to class. But the vast majority of the time she did, and she returned her senior year to work as an assistant in the marine biology lab. That's when I knew I wanted to come to Eckerd, Jillian says. The main difference between Florida stone crabs and the Caribbean king crabs is that Caribbean crabs graze on algae and stone crabs don't, Jillian explains. I'm looking at female crabs in particular and testing them in controlled and elevated temperature environments. We would do the work at Dr. Gravenese's ecophysiology lab under the Galbraith Marine Science Laboratory on Eckerd campus. But Caribbean king crabs wouldn't survive on bay or gulf water. This grant will help me a lot, she says. We did research on crabs last summer, and I'm really looking forward to continuing the research because the reefs are vital to the oceans. I'm grateful, Gravenese adds, to have her in my lab. Last year, Gravenese Jillian and Eckerd senior Taylor Queen, a marine science and environmental studies student from Athens, Tennessee, received a $32,000 Protect Our Reefs license plate grant from Moat Marine to spend more than 2 months in the Keys learning how well crabs from a different area handle heat stress.